Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Meet Gary. Gary's about to become an Einstein in an instant.
Whoa, Einstein hair. I like it.
That's right, Gary, because you're using Salesforce powered by Einstein AI to connect data, predict business trends, generate personalized content, and wow customers.
I do feel a lot smarter.
Because you're not just Gary anymore. You're Gary, empowered by Einstein AI.
Did you hear that, team? I'm an Einstein.
Oh, can I get a selfie?
The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
Bloomberg Audio Studios.
Podcasts, radio, news.
Good morning, I'm Nathan Hager.
And I'm Karen Moscow. Here are the stories we're following today.
Karen, the markets begin this Thursday in record territory. The S&P 500 closed above 5,300 for the first time, and the Dow is less than 100 points from the 40,000 plateau. The catalyst? A report showing inflation slowed. That reinforced bets the Federal Reserve will cut rates as early as September. Luca Paolini, chief strategist at Pictet Asset Management, says stocks may be overvalued.
We see value now, for example, in bonds, because you have a peak in U.S. growth. Mm-hmm. Inflation, yeah, it's sticky, but probably trending down. The Fed is cutting rates. So we see value in bonds. And if you look at equities, to be honest, the value is more in Europe and Japan.
Pictet Asset Management's Luca Paolini notes the S&P 500's at its 23rd record of the year.
Now, more on that market-moving CPI report. Nathan, a measure of underlying inflation cooled in April for the first time in 6 months. While the figures may offer the Fed some hope that inflation is resuming its downward trend, officials like Minneapolis Fed President Neel Kashkari want to see additional readings to start cutting interest rates.
How much downward pressure is monetary policy putting on the economy? That's an unknown. We don't know for sure. And that tells me we probably need to sit here for a while longer until we figure out where underlying inflation is headed before we jump to any conclusions.
Minneapolis Fed President Neel Kashkari, who does not vote on policy this year, says he's keeping a close eye on the housing market and its role in inflation.
Now, one other note about that CPI report, Karen. The Labor Department inadvertently published critical data 30 minutes early. While there were no obvious signs the early publication moved markets, the episode is likely to prompt a close look at the dissemination of data that has implications for global asset prices and Fed policy.
Well, Nathan, we now turn to politics. In a crucial meeting between two world leaders, Chinese President Xi and Vladimir Putin meeting earlier in Beijing. And as the war with Ukraine enters its third year, Xi Jinping signaled to Putin ties between the two nations remain strong. We get more from Bloomberg's Rebecca Chun Wilkins in Hong Kong.
Well, they're certainly one another's sort of most important allies when it comes to this bigger geopolitical agenda of building the so-called multipolar world, pushing back on what they see as sort of the U.S. hegemony. But of course, since Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine, there has been a much deeper imbalance in that relationship. Russia has needed China economically far more than it has ever done in the past.
And Bloomberg's Rebecca Chun Wilkins reporting from Hong Kong. China Central Television says Xi said his nation was, quote, ready to work with Russia as a good neighbor, friend, and partner with mutual trust.
Well, as for domestic politics, Karen, the debates are set between President Biden and former President Donald Trump even before they are officially their party's nominees. The two frontrunners have agreed to face off twice, first on CNN June 27th, then on ABC September 10th. Bloomberg Politics contributor Rick Davis says President Biden will need to come prepared.
Donald Trump is a disruptive guy. He knows how to take control of these situations. He's got enough, you know, capacity to really, be a disruptive force in something like a debate. And, you know, General Joe Biden, I mean, come on. I mean, he's a dignified guy who tries to play by the rules, even if there are no rules to be played by.
The Republican strategist Rick Davis says the president will have to throw out the traditional rule book. Both campaigns rejected the rules and schedule of the Nonpartisan Commission on Presidential Debates, which has handled these events since 1988.
In the meantime, Nathan Trump will be in a courtroom as his hush money trial continues in New York. The prosecution's star witness will once again be grilled by Trump's defense team. And we get the latest from Bloomberg Law host June Grasso in New York.
Michael Cohen will be back on the witness stand today for more cross-examination by Trump's attorney, who will continue to attack his credibility. Cohen is the prosecution's final witness. Trial is not in session tomorrow because Trump is attending his son's high school graduation. The defense has not yet said whether they'll put on a case or whether Trump will take the witness stand in his own defense. In New York, June Grasso, Bloomberg Radio.
Okay, June, thank you. Back to markets. Now we're watching shares of Chubb. They're up 9.5% in early trading, thanks to an investment by Warren Buffett. More from Bloomberg's Doug Krisner.
Berkshire unveiled a stake in insurer Chubb. It's valued at $6.7 billion. Berkshire made the disclosure in a filing on Wednesday. Now, the conglomerate has been building this stake in Chubb since 2023, but it hadn't been previously reported since the SEC allowed Berkshire to keep it confidential. Even so, separate quarterly filings showed Berkshire's equity stakes in banks, insurance, and finance companies were growing, while the firm was pulling back in other industries, including consumer products. Chubb is one of the largest property casualty insurers in the U.S., operating in 54 countries globally. In New York, I'm Doug Krisner, Bloomberg Radio.
All right, Doug, thank you. Shares of Cisco also on the rise. They're up 4.5%. The company gave a solid sales and profit forecast for the current quarter. Analysts say that indicates customers are beginning to invest in their computer networks again.
Well, as for the meme stocks that have been rallying this week, Karen, that looks like it could be fizzling. Let's get an update now from Bloomberg's John Tucker. John.
And Nathan, GameStop fell 19% yesterday. AMC sank 20%. That's after that movie theater chain took advantage of the stock rally to reduce its debt, with a slide erasing roughly $3 billion in market value between the two. The stocks have more than doubled over the first 2 days of the week. AMC and GameStop are among the top 10 securities bought by retail investors earlier this week, with $51 million and $16 million daily inflows. But Ben Laidler, global market strategist at eToro, says the conditions that drove the surge in the meme stocks back in 2001 are no longer present this time around. For instance, the number of call options outstanding in GameStop, that's just a fraction of its peak 3 years ago. And in the pre-market, AMC down 12%, GameStop is down 16%. John Tucker, Bloomberg Radio.
All right, John, thanks. It is time now for a look at some of the other stories making news in New York and around the world. And for that, we're joined by Bloomberg's Michael Barr. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Karen. Slovakia's populist Prime Minister Robert Fico was shot multiple times and severely wounded after a political event in Hanlova. After the attempted assassination, doctors fought for his life for several hours on the 59-year-old pro-Russian. Slovakia's defense minister, Robert Kalinak, says that there's no doubt that this was a politically motivated situation behind the shooting.
We're just talking about the level of democracy, about capability to understand each other, to accept the other opinion, that not only one is that good one.
The deputy prime minister said he believes Fico will survive. The Supreme Court has ordered Louisiana to hold this year's election using a house map that includes a second mostly black district. The ruling puts on hold a lower court's ruling that found the map to be illegal gerrymandering. Loyola law professor and former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
This is a much disputed ruling. Because, in fact, down below, there are questions about whether race should be used in redistricting and whether, in the long run, this might protect some Republican districts. As it is set forth now, many people see this as a victory for Democrats, who will be able to likely pick up another seat in Louisiana.
Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson says the justices were acting on emergency appeals by state Republican officials and black voters. Texas officials say a barge hit a bridge in Galveston, Texas, spilling fuel oil into the water and shutting down the only road connecting Galveston and Pelican Island. Galveston County Judge Mark Henry.
The fuel oil seeping into the intercoastal waterway caused them to shut down the intercoastal waterway. So we want to get that cleaned up and get that navigable waterway back open as quick as can.
Last year, the Federal Highway Administration's National Bridge Inventory rated the Pelican Island Causeway Bridge poor. The Biden administration is initiating policies that it says will help foster a deeper domestic supply chain for solar panels. It comes after pleas from U.S. manufacturers confronting a surge of tariff-free imports. The measures announced early today include expanding tariffs, tax policy guidance, and promises of heightened vigilance for signs of unfair trade. Global News 24 hours a day and whenever you want it with Bloomberg News Now. I'm Michael Barr, and this is Bloomberg, Karen.
All right, Michael Barr, thank you.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. You need a company with extensive experience in specialized insurance. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and helping provide coverage that suits your needs. The Hartford offers insurance solutions that help mid to large-sized businesses, like yours, effectively manage risk, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. With extensive experience in underwriting, risk engineering services, and claims, The Hartford goes beyond the expected to deliver innovative, customizable solutions and service that your industry, that your business, demands. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization. We live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Johann Schmiegel, you've got the world's highest IQ.
Yes, 247.
Wow. Did you know that thanks to Salesforce with Einstein AI, everyone's smarter? Now everyone's an Einstein, just like you.
But I'm the smartest.
Not anymore. With connected data and trusted AI, everyone can give customers experiences they've only dreamed of. Oh, look, here's a few Einsteins now.
Hey, hi.
Hola, amigo.
Everyone's an Einstein?
It's okay, Johann. Let it happen. The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
Now for the Bloomberg Sports Update with John Stashower. John, good morning.
Good morning, Karen. Safe to say the slow start to Aaron Judge's season is over. Last 2 weeks, he's raised his average 77 points. In Minnesota, Judge had three doubles after a first-inning homer that traveled 467 feet. Yankees behind Marcus Stroman made it 10 of the last 13. They shut out the Twins 4-0. The Mets have lost 5 of 6, all three so far this week, with the Phillies, who are an MLB best, 31-13. The Phils won 10-5. Rangers' Suarez is now 8-0. Red Sox and Nationals lost. Giants beat the Dodgers. Orioles won on an Adley Rutschman walk-off homer. Celtics are in the NBA's East Finals for the third straight year. The undermanned Cleveland Cavs, again without three top players, including Donovan Mitchell, gave Boston trouble before falling 113-98, and the Celts win the series 4-1. Dallas goes up 3-2 with a 104-92 win at Oklahoma City. Dallas Stars lost at home to Colorado 5-3. Stars still lead 3-2, and the Rangers still lead 3-2, but a loss tonight at Carolina means the series, they once led 3-0, is going back to the Garden for a Game 7. NFL schedule is out. Giants will open up with a home game against Minnesota. They're going to Munich November 10th to play Carolina, and the Jets are going to London October 6th to face Jacksonville. Three favorites for the PGA Championship that begins today in Louisville. World number one, Scottie Scheffler, who's red hot. Brooks Koepka, who last year won the PGA for the third time. And Rory McIlroy, his last major championship was at Valhalla a decade ago.
I think this is a golf course that allows you to play with freedom because it's a big golf course. The corridors are wide, not too dissimilar to last week at Quail Hollow, so you can open your shoulders up a little bit off the tee and then try to take your chances from there.
Rory won that tournament last Sunday in Charlotte, also won the team event the week before. Bloomberg Radio, live PGA coverage today starting at 4. John Stashower, Bloomberg Sports, Karen and Nathan.
Coast to coast on Bloomberg Radio, nationwide on Sirius XM, and around the world on Bloomberg.com and the Bloomberg Business app. This is Bloomberg Daybreak.
Good morning. I'm Nathan Hager. Wall Street heads into this Thursday with stocks in record territory once again, with the S&P 500 now above the 5,300 level for the first time. Cooler than expected April inflation data are firming up a lot of bets that the Fed could start cutting interest rates maybe late in the next quarter. Let's bring in Seema Shah for some market analysis. Now Seema is the chief global strategist at Principal Asset Management. Seema, good morning. Are you changing your stock outlook after what we saw in CPI?
Good morning. No, we're not. We have been risk on since January. We've maintained that even as you had a bit of a pullback in April. And the reason is that although the market has been pushing out the expectations for rate cuts, I think the fundamentals, even if you were not to get rate cuts this year, the fundamentals for the economy are still so strong And that certainly implies that earnings growth is going to remain pretty solid. And that should continue to mean that stocks are going to be boosted through the rest of this year. So it didn't really change anything for us.
Well, I wonder how you interpret this inflation data. Is it the start of a new trend? Is it more of a bump in the road? What do you think?
So I think it's difficult at this point to make any kind of conclusions from single data points. I mean, what we're looking at is, as we look through the remainder of 2024 and into 25, we do expect to see a downshift in economic growth. But that's important. I'm using the word downshift because we are not expecting recession. I wouldn't even really put it as much of a slowdown. It's just where you're seeing growth revert back to trend. And if that's correct, then really you should see inflation pressures trend somewhat lower. We're not expecting a return to the 2% level, but we do think there'll be sufficient comfort for the Fed to convince them to start cutting rates late in 2024.
Late in 2024, the market's starting to price in September. Is that kind of where you are?
It is. So actually, after the previous CPI print, we came into the year, I should say, expecting three cuts, one in June, September, and then December. And then after the run of three hotter than expected inflation numbers, we did shift the forecast to one cut in September and one in December. I didn't have much conviction, to be honest, about 4 or 5 weeks ago in that forecast. But as the data has been coming through, not just, of course, yesterday's data, but the payrolls data, retail sales, consumer confidence, I have got a bit more conviction that September is going to be the start date.
So you don't have any concern then that the stocks might be overvalued at the levels that they're at right now? Where do you see valuations at this point?
I mean, it depends how you're looking. So if you look across the world, then yes, U.S. valuations are definitely the most stretched. But we are still expecting decent earnings growth. Now, are we going to see this kind of run that we saw in the first 2 months of the year? Probably not. We do think that equities can probably eke out another 5 or 10% rally from here. But that's pretty solid. And it should mean that as long as it is supported by continued earnings growth against that economic backdrop that we have in our forecast, that should mean that valuations can still be supported. And look, it's important for investors to remember that valuations, they give you a direction for long-term directions in the market, but it doesn't really necessarily change the short-term aspect. So as long as you've got solid earnings growth, as long as you've got earnings which are doing well, the market can continue to perform pretty well.
Can earnings continue to do well, even in a kind of a slowing earnings growth pattern, if we continue to see a slowdown in consumer spending?
So consumer spending has been extraordinarily strong over the last couple of years, and you are starting to see some strains emerging. That's mainly in the lower income consumer side. So we do think that you're going to see earnings growth remaining positive. You could see a bit of a slowdown, I guess, but that means, I mean, I guess that relates directly to the idea that you're not going to see the equity market gains of 2023 or certainly of January and February. This is going to be a more modest one, but something which is a little bit more sustainable, to be honest, for the equity market.
Only about 30 seconds left. Where's your best opportunity right now?
So, look, there's a couple, but I think within equities, we still think that the U.S. is looking decent. We continue to like the large cap space, but actually more and more so, international equities are looking good. We look across to Europe and the UK, at least for a six-month period, with rate cuts on the horizon quite clearly and slight economic upside surprises translating through to earnings surprises. I think there's actually opportunities over there now as well.
This is Bloomberg Daybreak Today, your morning brief on the stories making news from Wall Street to Washington and beyond.
Look for us on your podcast feed at 6 a.m. Eastern each morning on Apple, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
You can also listen live each morning starting at 5 a.m. Wall Street time on Bloomberg 1130 in New York, Bloomberg 99.1 in Washington, Bloomberg 1061 in Boston, and Bloomberg 960 in San Francisco.
Our flagship New York station is also available on your Amazon Alexa devices. Just say, "Alexa, play Bloomberg 1130.
Plus, listen coast to coast on the Bloomberg Business app, SiriusXM, the iHeartRadio app, and on Bloomberg.com. I'm Nathan Hager.
And I'm Karen Moscow. Join us again tomorrow morning for all the news you need to start your day right here on Bloomberg Daybreak.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Meet Gary. Gary's about to become an Einstein in an instant.
Whoa, Einstein hair. I like it.
That's right, Gary, because you're using Salesforce powered by Einstein AI to connect data, predict business trends, generate personalized content, and wow customers.
I do feel a lot smarter.
Because you're not just Gary anymore. You're Gary, empowered by Einstein AI.
Did you hear that, team? I'm an Einstein.
Oh, can I get a selfie?
The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.